Welcome to Align Your Practice, an exploration of the seamless relationship between the business of chiropractic and the future of natural healthcare. Join us as we engage with an array of talent, from seasoned experts to passionate new entrepreneurs. Now, here's your host, Dr. Joe Esposito.
Why can't your marketing agency tell you your ROI? This is Dr. Joe Esposito with Align Your Practice, and I have Marketing Director of Align Life with us today, Carrie Quinn. How you doing, Carrie?
I'm great. How are you, Doc?
Doing well. Doing well. This is a great topic you and I have talked about for probably over a decade. So I think it's good for new doctors, seasoned doctors, to really understand the funnel. So why don't you break down our topic today, which is why can you not rely on a marketing agency to tell you your return on investment?
Sure. Actually, most of you watching today are going to feel what I'm about to say, and that's that they stop after the opt-in. Their purpose, an ad company's purpose, is going to be to get people to click the button, fill out the form, make the phone call. And then they kind of back out. Like, anything after that is on you, unless they're offering a service where they're offering the scheduling. And even then, they're stopping at getting them on the schedule. Everything after getting them on the schedule means nothing to them. They're going to put that on the business. That's standard marketing across the board. It is just always been that way, because marketing companies can't control what happens at the center level or at the business level. So they're going to say, nope, I got you what you asked for and what you paid for. What we're doing is taking that a step further, and we're looking at that conversion from not just the opt-in, but how many of those opt-ins got scheduled? So what's the schedule percent? But then that's that. The next step is that really important step. How many walked through the door and completed that appointment? That's the really important step. Because if you can't have the opportunity to close them, there's a total waste of time. So we end up finding these advertising companies that what they do is they're like, okay, I'll guarantee 20 people on your books. Not necessarily through the door, but on your books. Or they'll say, I'll guarantee 10 people through the door. They'll bring it down to a really, really low amount so that they know all they have to do is play the volume game, because the volume game will get them 10 people. If you get 150 opt-ins, you're going to get 10 people. Even the worst scheduler in the world can pull that off most of the time. So what we do is we're looking at it all the way through. We're analyzing all the way through to say, okay, this is where the ad's performing. This is where the scheduler, whomever the scheduler is performing. This is where maybe this is falling down. Maybe we need to look at this. Okay, we're getting them through the door, but now they're not getting closed. What's happening there? And that can be a lot of different things that your ad company's not necessarily going to look at with you. What we're going to do is we're going to say, okay, if you're normally a great closer, and I mean, Align Life has is insane closing ratio, guys, like it's crazy. But if you're typically a good closer and you're not closing these, then there's an issue with the lead itself, with that person, their expectations that were set up for them. Maybe they paid $21 for a new patient special from the ad company that you were using, and you tried to sell them a $2,200 care plan, and they went, whoa, wait, what? I can't afford that. So then it's restructuring the offer. It's restructuring your targeting. So you're watching those conversions all the way through to the end, to the closed care plan. And you're being able to dissect where the fall down. Maybe the center does need more coaching and development on their communication. Maybe it fell down in scheduling with the expectations that were being set. Maybe it fell down with the ad copy itself because they assumed they were getting something that they didn't get. But if you don't watch the conversions all the way through, you can't back up to figure out where it fell down. And most ad companies are stopping it. I got you the opt-ins.
Yeah, it's so true. It's the term they use to mature the conversation, for those of you aren't familiar with some of the languaging, is they say ROAS, which is return on their ad spend. They don't look at all of your costs because you got to pay an admin person to do the work. So it's what's the return on their ad spend. And they can't even calculate that unless you give them the numbers. To Carrie's point, the beauty of Align Life is we can see the data through the close, through the actual collection of the payment, so that she can take that all the way back to the beginning and say, this is your true return on the entire investment that you've made. which you can't really do because half of the work is done by a third party and they don't have access to the data. It's that simple. But let's break this down for people. The first thing is the stereotypes. I love the stereotypes. Most ad agencies are going to say, well, they're bad at converting. It's their problem. Most doctors are going to say, they give me bad leads. So the clinic side is always saying the leads are bad, and they're not always bad. And the ad agency is always saying, well, they can't convert, right? That's the funny dance between two sides. But it's a lot more complex than that, as Kerry's saying, is like opt-in is filling out a form somewhere. That's one. Then they have to, we broke this down even deeper, Kerry, I remember.
We did. We went from impressions to clicks to all the way through.
Impressions, how many people see your ad, to how many people click on the ad. That's a convert.
To how many actually take an action from that.
Yeah, impression to click. Click to opt-in, meaning they filled out a form. Opt-in to answer the phone. How many answer the phone? Answer the phone to schedule, schedule to show, show to close. So if you really look at that, there's a lot of points of conversion there. So you may have really a lot of impressions. Everyone in the world is seeing your ad, but your impression to click is down because your ad is too broad. It's too wide. It doesn't hit the demographic really well with the messaging. So it's a real wide impression, very low. Or you have really really detailed ad and the impression is low, but the clicks are high and the conversion's solid. So you're better with a tighter ad on what you're trying to
provide,
right? Kerry, you'd say that?
Absolutely, 100%. And one of the things that a lot of people don't consider is that exactly like you just said, it shouldn't be a volume game. And most ad companies are going to play volume games because that's where their bread and butter is. And you can't fault them for just doing what ad companies have done since ad companies were started. It's a volume game. They leave it up to the business owner to convert the volume into something that makes them money. And the difference being that we're looking at all of that all the way through, but what people don't understand and shouldn't have to, right? They should have somebody protecting them like we do inside of the Align Life system. There should be somebody that is knowledgeable enough to look at a set of numbers and say, maybe the targeting is wrong because we're getting them to click on the ad, but they're not filling out the form. Or maybe there's something on the landing page that's not clear. And in being able to have a wide sampling of that across the Align Life franchises and looking at different ads and different conversion metrics and A, B, C, D, all the way through to Z testing that we've been doing for the last couple of years, we've been able to see what really works, what doesn't really work, and what, like, even certain negative words, like words that are just a complete turnoff. One of my favorite public speakers, and Dr. Joe, you'll probably recognize this statement, said, one number is just a number. Two numbers is a story. And I cannot stress that you can sit down and look at somebody's P&Ls and their marketing spend and their volume from their ad accounts, and you can see where the fall down is inside the center and with the ad team very, very quickly. And if you have somebody that's paying attention to those things, it is a huge benefit. But your marketing agency that you just go out of the street to grab, that's not their business. They don't have the time to do that. Their business is, how do I get the volume on whatever ad platform I'm trying to generate leads on?
Let's break it down like we were doing. That was fun. If we went from impression to click, we said it's got to be more focused of an ad versus a very general ad because you got a lot of impressions. So that's looking at an ad, and then you take your mouse and you take your middle finger and you click. That's step one. Now you click. Now you see an offer and it has a video maybe. It has some info, some copy. And then, hey, put your name and email here and get maybe a free consult or pay $49 and get an exam or whatever it is. And you say, you know what? I'm going to do that. And then I fill out the offer, the opt-in. So now you have the opt-in. Is there any insight you have from the offer, the click to the opt-in? I have some thoughts. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. Often when you see a scenario where they click on the ad to see more information and they don't opt in, it's because there's something on the landing page that didn't settle right with them or didn't make sense to them. So the landing page is not compelling enough to continue to drive the emotional response that they initially had to the ad. Or there's one of the things that we ran into that we've seen is there will be a scenario like we're giving away 40 vouchers in the first line of the copy. But there's not anything that's actually being given away, but the reader stopped at we're giving away 40 vouchers. They didn't read down to the part where they found out that the 40 vouchers actually cost $79 a piece. So when they get on the phone with the scheduling person, they're like, I thought it was free. So just little things like that, you have to be very, very careful with. And those clicks and opt-ins, like you're saying, that's where you can start to identify that. Because if they've felt, oh, wow, they're giving away 40 vouchers, click, and I didn't even read the rest of the ad, and now I'm on the landing page, and the landing page says $79. They're like, whoa.
Would be a loss. Would that be at the opt-in? Because they're collecting.
That would be at the opt-in. That would show a very low
opt-in. That would be on the phone call, wouldn't it? They're collecting money on the phone call?
Phone call or a lot of times you're going to lose them at the opt-in.
Okay. So
if they're paying attention to the landing page, you've lost them there. Now, sometimes you're going to lose them when you're actually talking.
Okay. So if there's confusion on the landing page, you may lose your conversion at opt-in, or you may lose your conversion once you're having a conversation. Like, well, that's not what I thought. Like, right. You can lose them both.
Right? Yep.
I'm going to give you another one that I know you'll agree with me on. To increase your opt-in, do external marketing. Be in your community.
For sure.
Do lectures.
I can't stress that enough.
So do branding. Get your brand out there. T-shirts, pens, hats. Be in the community. Do workshops, screenings, events, be at runs. Because when people see those blips of light on their computer and they say, oh, I saw that booth or that guy or that company, that helps opt in. So now
it does. It feeds both ways too, though. So this is something that a lot of people forget. It also helps fuel the external. So doing digital marketing helps fuel external marketing, especially when you're participating in things like paid search, where you're not necessarily offering a special discounted price on anything. You're just putting your name out there in a broader stroke with the paintbrush. You're just getting more impressions, more reach and frequency, and you're getting in people's faces. Now they recognize the name. They see you at an external event and they're like, oh man, I've been seeing these people all over the internet. I'm going to go check them out. Because right now I have a no obligation opportunity to talk to these people.
That's a good point. It's converse. It's two ways. It's synergistic.
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. And think about the person, the mom of four kids who's struggling with ADD and scoliosis and sleep issues and bedwetting, and they're sitting there going, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And their friend has been in their ear saying, hey, you really should take your family to my chiropractor over at Align Life. And then all of a sudden this person's like seeing Align Life everywhere they go. They're like, yeah, that's where I have to take my family because I know.
So you're saying internal promotion is affecting external to digital, digital, external, yes. Digital to internal. So basically you got to handle all three components of marketing, internal, external, and digital to create
100%
the synergy of it. So back to our flow, we went from impression to click, which is a real refined ad.
Yep. So the click through, so the opt-in.
Making sure the landing page you said is really clear, the offer is clear, so you don't lose them there. It's compelling. And then the phone call. From the opt-in to the phone call, a text, video, and a testimonial, or some copy that gives reassurance or clarity or the address or something, or a series of two or three texts. But you're going to call them right away, right, Kerry? So that may not be it.
As long as it's during business hours, you're going to call them right away. In within Align Life and everywhere, you should have the opportunity to set up an autoresponder that allows technology to educate for you. Basically stating, you know, we've got your request. You know, we're so happy that you're taking control of your health or whatever fits your mission. And then saying, we will contact you between these hours. If there's a better time, please let us know when that is. Because then they can respond right to that. And now you have a scheduled phone call. And that two-way engagement is so huge. But tracking, I think you were headed towards that no contact rate and decline rate. Like those are super important to track, because just coming to the table with feelings of saying, I can't get a hold of anybody, isn't the ad agency doesn't care. They don't care. Then you should try to call more. That's what they're going to say. Well, you're doing something wrong in your communication. But if you're tracking like, okay, I got 100 leads, 50 of them I could never communicate with. Like, those are the types of things you have to take back to the ad agency. Like, that's an immediate red flag indicator of poor quality of leads.
So when we talk about that, with the exception of a few like outstanding rock stars, the unicorns that can schedule anything in clinics.
Right.
In the majority of the cases, if you have the call center that we have available for our team, it's better for a couple of reasons. Number one, the statistics show if you answer the phone or you call them within 10 minutes or 15 minutes, it's within that first 15, the ability for them to answer, one, convert, two, is way higher. So when you call someone 2 hours later, and it's really hard without that center, unless you have a dedicated person on your team, because when you're calling them the next day, even if 3 hours later, they don't even know who you are because they're clicking on anything, right, and everything. So it's interesting. I think we shared that one graph that we looked at together. And it's like the closing, the commitment or the ability to get them on the phone is skyrocketing if you get them within that 10 minutes or so of them.
It does. And it's funny because, as you know, and many know, I cut my teeth in marketing in the automotive industry, and the response time was 4 minutes.
Wow.
It was because in certain product industries, it's a little different. If they're sending you an inquiry, they're going to only wait for 4 minutes until they're going to move on to the next business. And this is something that a lot of chiropractors don't actually take into consideration. If somebody's in acute pain and you don't answer them right away, they're going to continue to go down the list. Even in today's age, where most people understand a medical facility is not going to call you back right away because it's a medical facility of some sort, whether it's chiropractic or whatever that is, they get it. There's patients coming in the door, but that's that time that they do get that quickly in a dedicated scheduler, and they're all they want to do is help this person get under care. That's all they do all day long. We created the scheduling team with Align Life so that the people sitting in the offices could give that wow experience, which is one of the Align Life's, core values. We created the call center just so that the people in the office could continue to give that wow experience. They're not trying to split their attention between the internet,
the phone,
the patient in front of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
On the phone, the show.
I'll be right with you.
You room one, you room two. It's like, and they're on the phone the whole, you know,
exactly.
So huge. That's a great point.
Exactly.
So, so in Align Life, we provide the call center. So two things is the call volume usually can't handle in the clinic, and then having refined people that have the right scripting and communication, overall has a pretty significantly higher conversion rate.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys you trainers, you guys that have these communication things just down pat, I speak of you and all the other trainers inside of Align Life that I've heard throughout the years train on communication. One of the things that you guys have all said is it's reps, it's reps, it's reps. You just have to keep repeating. And that's one of the beautiful things about the scheduling team, because they're just repping all day long. That's all they're doing is repping. And when you have somebody that's dedicated to that one process, they're going to do it better. They're going to allow A/B testing better. They're going to allow a lot of different things better, because you're going to get a clearer picture of what's happening instead of, again, that split attention. Oh, I got to answer the phone. I got to run the deposit slip. I got to do this. I got to do that. How do you do it all? Nobody can do it all.
So then once we get them a conversation, we get them scheduled, then what are the behaviors to help them show? Because that's the gap, right? That's the
right. So this is the one thing anybody can schedule an appointment. And I know that people are like, that's not true. But the reality is you could pull somebody off of the street without any training and they could get somebody scheduled. Because if you're not doing specific things and pre-qualifying and setting expectations, you're going to get them on the books. You'll get people that will set an appointment just to get you to stop talking. Like, literally, they're like, telemarketers, I don't want to do this. I was just clicking the button, playing around the internet. Yeah, sure, I'll schedule an appointment if you'll get off my phone. Happens all the time. We built in specific protocols into the scheduling team, which is something that I recommend for anybody, whether it is a no-show cancellation card on file. And you say, if you don't show up and you don't call me within 24 hours, you're going to have to pay I'm billing you $39 just for wasting the time. And as we know, a chiropractor's time is worth way more than $39 an hour. Yeah. However, it makes it a little bit more real when you have skin in the game. And so the scheduling team gets prepayments on the books prior to scheduling so that we can increase that show rate. I mean, the scheduling team has, you know, an 85 to 90% fluctuating show rate pretty much at all times. That's due to that prepayment and that cancellation thing.
So,
and that's something that we see a lot is schedule stuffing. Like, look at all these people we got you scheduled while everybody's just standing around twiddling their thumbs because nobody shows up.
So there is value to the way you do the call, but what supersedes or brings the highest value is value based on a financial exchange, because
absolutely
people want the help. They're in pain. They have an issue, but their kids, their husband, their wife, their job, their sports takes precedence if 10 minutes after you make the appointment, because there's no commitment to it. So the finance is number one. Number two is the way you connect over the phone. You do a mini consult, you listen to them, you have an empathetic connection, you get to see what their goals are, what they're trying to do, and then you schedule the call. So it has to be an empathetic connection, but nothing supersedes an exchange of value, dollars for what we've got.
Absolutely.
You can.
Absolutely. And one of the ways that, you know, we train on this process is because it's a mental shift. It's a little bit of a paradigm shift for somebody that is in this position that is super empathetic, because, you know, chiropractors, you guys like to take care of people. And sometimes you discount your services a little too much, or you help out a little too much. And we get people scheduling that want to do the same thing because we just want everybody under chiropractic care. Like, that's the goal of the world. But where you have to have the paradigm shift is that asking them for the prepayment or the card on file has nothing to do with us trying to get rich. It has everything to do with understanding how serious they are about taking control of their health. If they're not willing to make that move, then they're probably not going to be compliant patient, and they're probably not going to commit to their health and do all of the things that you are going to ask them to do to stay and get their progress on their care plan.
So the last step is when they show and now close. Now on the doctor side, one of the things I would highly recommend you do is you say, so Harry, I noticed you came off the ad, high five, good job. You saved a good amount of money. What that's going to cover is your initial consult, actually cover the whole examination, whatever you said it's going to cover, and say, so let's go ahead and do that service, the consult, do the exam, then we'll sit down and discuss after you get that complimentary service for your donation. And then we'll see if you need an x-ray or something else. Now that is not covered in this first part, but if you do need it, let's sit down and talk, and I'll let you know what those costs are. Is that fair? Yes. Okay. So let's get started. But what you don't want to do is go through the cycle and then just say, hey, you need x-rays. It's $220 or $300, $400, because you have to set the stage of the expectation of what you stated or what whoever stated out on the web. You have to carry that message. Just like we do in the office, we hand a baton from the doctor to the front desk, from the front desk to a therapist. There's always the baton handle, and you don't have the baton because the digital marketing team is in the exam room, but you have to state, so congrats, you got a great discount. It covers from X to Y. At Y, let's sit down. You know what? If we do find a problem, we're probably going to recommend Z, and Z has X cost, but you know what? Let's just go through the complimentary portion now. When we get to that point, we'll discuss any questions on the complimentary part or what we can do if we find any questions. That is vital, guys, because you could have you'll call it a bad lead when they get upset with you and walk out, but you just didn't pre-frame the expectation in a room. Probably the one of the biggest downfalls I did was that I'm like, I'm a good communicator. I'm connecting. I'm empathetic, but they had an assumption. I didn't say they had free x-ray or free whatever. They just assumed it. Carrie, do you notice that in the years that maybe there's some of this? I know you're not in the clinic, but does this make sense from your perspective?
No, that is absolutely a perfect statement. And one of the things that, you know, a lot of businesses also don't consider and don't know to consider. Because the ad company is definitely not going to tell them to consider this. Not everybody needs to run new patient specials. They don't need to discount their services. Not everybody needs to do those things. If you're looking to get 10 or 15 people closed care plans a month from digital advertising, new patient specials might not be what you need because the volume from a new patient special is going to be higher because it's going to be discounted. You might need a different type of marketing. However, an ad agency isn't going to tell you that because they just want you to continue to spend money. They're also not going to be concerned about how hard it was to close the care plan if they ran a bottom dollar new patient special. So if they're running, you know, a very low new patient special, it's not really their concern how you get them from, say, $21 to $2,200. That's they're going to leave that in your lap. Versus trying to find ways to make it easier for you to close that gap.
Awesome. No, that makes great sense. So hopefully that was valuable for you guys to walk you through conversion. To Kerry's point, agencies can help you get ROI. What we do in Align Life, what we love is to be able to say, you actually got X ROI. We try to help doctors expand their spend as long as they're getting ROI. And lean on us to know that we got your back. We're looking at cost per acquisition on a daily basis. There's two parts of dealing with an agency. One is efficiency and cost efficiency. To me, efficiency is how many did they get? Because you could have cost efficiency where your cost per acquisition is very low, but you got one lead a month. Doesn't help you much. So efficiency means, to me, is lead flow, I guess is a better way of saying that. Let's say lead flow. How many did you get and then what'd you pay for them? I personally would compromise cost per acquisition and pay more to get the lead flow moving because I don't want very cost effective and very low lead flow because the money you could make on the lead flow is where the business grows. So I'll compromise cost per acquisition for lead flow. But if I can get lead flow and a fair cost per acquisition, I feel really good. A couple other points is if your cost per acquisition goes up, just deal with it. But make sure that you're getting people to the workshop with a guest and you're getting a second conversion. That'll drop your cost per acquisition in half. There's many ways to cut your cost per acquisition down the funnel post-close to allow you to weather the storm of a higher cost per acquisition to keep the continuity of the business growing. And it's a lesson I learned from a friend of mine that has managing over 150 clinics and his private equity firm said, I don't care about the cost per acquisition. Keep continuity on lead flow. I was like, we both looked at each other. I was like, what? And it's because the flow is what builds the net profit. Even if you pay a few more dollars,
it does.
It still holds that net.
And what we talked about earlier about how the hamster wheel feeds itself between internal, external, and digital. When you slow one down, the others slow down. So one thing that, you
That's
know,
a good point.
You and I have talked about till I think we were blue in the face. One of those by themselves is only as third of powerful as it can be.
It's true. You got to do all three. So if you're struggling, think through or rewatch. We listen to this podcast, go through the conversions, figure out where you're dropping. You may have a big hole in the middle that's costing you a lot of money. Understand that flow. But Kerry said, don't start blaming leads right away. Look at what I said in the room, setting the expectation, pre-framing the visit. Check that first before you blame your marketing company. This is a little, yes. Little help to the marketing agencies out there. Look at this is the beginning. This is the complimentary. That's one. Second is what Kerry said. Are you doing the internal? And are you doing the external to support the digital? If you're lazy and not doing those other legs of the stool of marketing, internal, external, as well as digital, check that too. After those two, and you checking the funnel conversion of all 6 points, then you could say maybe bad lead flow. But doctors don't look at their side first and it creates a poor relationship with the ad company. So if you're interested in this conversation and want to get more granular, you want to understand your data, I'm going to put you on the fire here, Kerry. I don't know if you
would... That's okay. I was going to volunteer.
Oh, you are?
We're doing this with Align Life Centers now as it comes up. But one thing I highly recommend... Reach out to me, reach out to, you know, our team. One of the things that I cannot, the other thing that is, you know, just right along with Joe's steps, understanding what you're really looking for. Understand what you're trying to achieve before you start. If you only want 10 new patients from digital, closed care plans from digital, that strategy is way different than needing to stuff the house because you're a brand new sender and you're trying to get established. It's an entirely different strategy. So get with me, get with someone, you know, at Align Life. We can talk through how to work through that equation and understanding through your conversion metrics that you already have established, how do you backwards engineer that to see what kind of dollars should you be spending in digital to get what it is you want. If you have a new patient acquisition goal of, I want 15 total new patients per month, because that's really all my center can handle, we can make that work. But if you need 30, 40, 50, 60, let's backwards engineer that as well. Either way, your needs are different and how you should be going at your strategy is different. So you should be looking at that entire A to Z analytic and not just the beginning or the end.
Great points. Great points. So if you want to reach out, you can go to AlignLifeOpportunity.com. And reach out. You can call Line Life, the main number. You know, reach out to us. We can do a quick conversation to help you understand your funnels and see if there's anything we can do to help you mature that and gain more value. So thanks for all you do in the field of chiropractic. Carrie, thanks for all your years inside this profession helping chiropractors. Great success.
It's been an honor. It's going to continue to be an honor. Thank you.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
This episode was brought to you by Align Life Chiropractic and Natural Health Centers. If you're interested in creating your dream practice or want to know more about Align Life, go to AlignLifePodcast.com.